double chotzer. How mukefasach sadro mashenk in the middle case. We have your chotzer, your front yard. Now the front yard we're saying is surrounded by three houses. There are three houses on the three sides of the yard. There are three houses. Now those mechitzes, who were they made for? Were they made to enclose the that front yard? No, the house was made to enclose inside your house. It wasn't made at all for the outside yard. The mechitzah of the house was not made for the front porch or for the front yard. It was made for the mechitzah of the inside of the house. So, Emaloi, since the mechitzahs were made of the house for the inside of the house, not for the outside of the house, now that you want to say Dofen Akuma, you want to say the top of that porch is part of this wall, so you want to say the wall of the house is extended outside? No, maybe I wouldn't say Dofen Akuma outside. The wall of the house wasn't made to be extended outside. The wall of the house was made to use inside. It wasn't made to be used for outside. So maybe I wouldn't say Dofen Akuma there. Kamashmula not Tzricha, still you say Dofen Akuma. Even though the wall of the house was made to enclose inside the house, but now Lamaisa, you have three houses around this front yard, so you have three mechitzas there, and you have tzchach on top of it. So even though the first two amis is postal tzchach, because you have your roofing of the garage, of the porch there, but that you still say Dofen Akuma. V'yashmin and hanitat, if the mission, we want to say the first two cases, mishum nesichacha and tzchach kosher. Hakol ponim, in the first case, the house, the roof that caved in. We're talking about the roofing was made from wood. It was made from something that has shaykhus to tzchach. Even though it wasn't made l'shem tzchach, it has a psul, tassav lemon osui. But now, when the most of the roofing falls in, there's only two more feet left of the roofing, I can say, since the roofing is a min, is a wood, that was kosher for tzchach, it could become Dofen Akuma. Who are then the achsad also the same way? When you have your porch, the roofing of the porch is also made out of wood. Then I say Dofen Akuma. Ah, vol sukkah gedolo, but last case in the Mishnah, we have a nice big sukkah. Shekifuhu bedover, shemisachim boi, that now right around the walls inside the sukkah you start to use schach, metal. Metal pieces are possible for schach. The sikhcha schach possible, you started to use pieces that are not roy for schach at all. Hey, Maloy, maybe on that I can't say Dofen Akuma. Maybe Dofen Akuma only helps that a koponim, you have a min wood, something that should have been kosher for schach. Just you made it, not l'shem tzchach, that's why it was possible. But we use metal, real chetz of the psul, maybe then I don't say Dofen Akuma to make it kosher. Tzricha, that's the third chiddush of the Mishnah. No, even though you have your big sukkah, that at the first part of the tzchach near the walls, you use metal beams there. And so it's still we say, if it comes out less than Dalad Amis, we say Dofen Akuma, that those metal beams are like part of the wall. The wall is extended until the end of the metal beams, and that's when you start having your kosher schach, it's a kosher sukkah. So that's the chiddush. Even though it's metal beams, it has no shaykh, it's a schach, still it's kosher. Now, where did I get the gesugi now? Omar Rabba, Ashkach Tinu L'Rabbonin Devei Rav. I found Rabbonin of Rav, Devei Rav, in the base of Medrash, the Yasva they were sitting. Ukamri, they said like this. The klal of schach postal is like this. Avir poisu b'shloisha. If you have a kosher sukkah, but in the middle of the sukkah, going down along the whole length of the sukkah, you have a space of three tefachim with no schach at all, the whole sukkah is posel. The sukkah can be as big as you want, and has the nicest schach you have on top. But if there's a hole, a space of avir, three tefachim wide, going along the lengthwise of the whole sukkah, it's a posel sukkah. Because the kitzur, we look as if the sukkah is divided now in half. Since it's three tefachim, you don't say lover. It's not attached. So it's like this part of the schach is one part, and this part of the sukkah is another part. Now you look at this part of the sukkah by itself, it only has two walls to it. It has the wall this way and the wall coming this way. Usually a sukkah in time of the Gemara only has like three walls, let's say. So it's Ramish, the three walls here. So if you make a division straight through along here, you ended up with this half and the other half. Each half only has two walls. It has this wall here and this wall here. And now it's three tvachim divided up. So this part of the sukkah is puzzle, there's only two walls. This side of the sukkah is puzzle, there's only two walls. Therefore, if you have a space of three tefachim wide going along the whole sukkah, it passes the sukkah. Are there poisel b'shloisha? Ma'ashen kein tzchach, poisel b'yarbo. Let's say you don't have a space there, but you use metal. You use poisel tzchach. Then it's a bigger shear. Then we said it has to be a whole length of four tefachim wide. If you have four tefachim wide of poisel tzchach, that passes the sukkah. In other words, it's not enough just to have a space of three tefachim, because three tefachim is not choshev. So we say three tefachim still looks like it's part of the tzchach, it still looks like one sukkah. When it's wide already, four tefachim, Rashi said that's the shear by itself. At the bottom, Rashi says here. And then accused of him. V'nimtza chaytis besukum. Be'kosh makoshev. V'yabor have mokim choshev lios chatzitza. Abor tfachim is always called a mokim choshev. Like abor tfachim can make up Rosh Hashanah already. If you have a mokim, four tfachim and four tfachim, that's called its own place. That's already a choshev a mokim. So if you have the space of four tfachim of sukkah psula, going down the sukkah also looks like a chatzitza. That mokim is called a mokim by itself, and that's poslus chach. So look now as if you chopped the sukkah in half again. And this side of the sukkah is one sukkah, and the other side of the sukkah is another sukkah. And the same psul. The reason why it's poslus is because each side only has two walls to it. Since this poslus chach goes all along the whole sukkah, and it's four tfachim wide, that's a choshev makom, so we don't look as if it's one long sukkah now. Look at the two different sukkahs. And each sukkah, since it started out with only two, three walls, now each sukkah only has two walls. You have one wall and the end wall there. One wall and here. So when you have tzchach psula, that has a bigger shear. Then it's only possible with four tfachim. But less than that, three tfachim is not choshev. When you have space, avri is a dover choshev. Like avri, you can't say it's bottle, it's part of the tzchach. You see clearly there's ear there. Like you see clearly it's two different sukkahs. So if it's less than three tfachim, then the svaros always say love it. Anything less than three tfachim is attached. So even though there's space there going straight through the sukkah, but if it's less than three tfachim, faket, we say the tzchach is attached. It's kosher eschach. You're allowed to even sit under there. You could even sleep there. Mashenkin, once it's three tvachim, you don't say lovud. Three tvachim of space is a dover choshev. We can see it's cut in half the sukkah. So therefore, we look at two different sukkahs. Mashenkin, when it's chach psula, something is there. It doesn't look like two. Then you need a choshev amakim of at least four tvachim wide to pass on the sukkah. So that's what he said over. These two dinim. Avir is with three, and chach psula is with four. That's what the Rabbanan said. That's what Rabbi said. He found the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan told him this year. So Rabbi said back to them, no. Like, how do you know this din? How do you know Avri Apostles 3, Tvachim? The Tanana says, now Mishnah, that's the beginning of our Mishnah. If the Tzchach is away from the wall, 3 Tvachim, it's possible. So you see clearly, 3 Tvachim is called a Hefzik. It's not attached. The sukkah does not have any walls to it. If so, tzchach posel nami leliftel ela barbo amis. Let's learn now from our Mishnah also that there shouldn't be a difference if the tzchach posel is near the wall on the side or whether it's in the middle of the sukkah. Even in the middle of the sukkah also, maybe you need a wider size of tzchach posel to pass the sukkah. It has to be dal damis wide. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. Ela arbamis the tanan. It says in our Mishnah ba yish nifchas. A bias, the roof caved in, the sichach agaba, when you put schach on top of it, it depends. Im yesh, bein ha-sichach l'koysel da'od amas, psula. If there's four amas between the wall and the kosher schach, and there's the top roof, is still there for amas, it's possible. So that's what Rabbi wanted to say. Just like you see in our Mishnah, that four amas makes a possible along the side, who are in the middle of sukkah should be the exact same halacha also. If there's a width of possible schach going straight down the sukkah, da'od amas, then it's possible. But less than Dalad Amis, I'll say it's kosher. Like, there's no difference. Lalacha we hold not like Rabbah. Lalacha we hold when the Postle Tzchach is near the wall, we say in the Lalacha L'Moshim Sinai of Doifin Akuma, that the wall comes up and bends over, and the top Dalad Amis is like part of the wall. So that's why it doesn't divide the Sukkah in here. Because as if I can't, the Sukkah first starts after the Dalad Amis. Mashenkin in the middle of the Tzchach, there you can't say Doifin Akuma. So there Lalacha we hold, once the Tzchach Postle is wide, Dalat Fochim, it's called a Choshava Mokim. It's a place by itself. So you divide the Sukkah in half, you have two different Sukkahs. That's the way we hold. But Rabbi held not like that. The Rabbi hold, just like you're learning after our Mishnah 3 Tvachim, the space. Even though the Mishnah is talking about the space near the wall, so you see by space there's no difference between the wall. Or in the middle of the Tzchach, the same will learn out. That's Tzchach Postle. That's what you say, you have a bunch of metal beams there for schach, just like near the wall, you need dalad amas to passel. The same way in the middle of the wall, the middle of the grass, you need dalad amas. That was Rabbi's kasha. Like, how do you know to say that the middle is enough dalad for him? Maybe you need dalad amas also. Yeah. So that was Rabbi's kasha to the Rabbanan. The Yamri Li and the Rabbanan answered back to me, Bar Minei. You can't ask any questions for now, Mishnah. Tehi the Rav Shmuel, because we learned out the Rav Shmuel Amr Tevayu, both Rav and Shmuel both said, Mishum Doifin Akuma Nagaba. Now, don't ask the question from our Mishnah. You know why the Mishnah says four amos? Because we're talking about the psul tzachas near the wall. And near the wall, there we say daifan akuma. So there, four amos is possible. Less than four amos is kosher. My shenkin, in the middle of the sukkah, we can't say daifan akuma, it's not near the wall, then you don't need daal amos to passel. There it's enough, just four tzvachim to passel. The Yaminulu Anom, but Rabbah didn't leave over. He still asked the question. The Yaminulu Anom, Rabbah still asked back to them, I have a question, you though. Question like this. Ma'i lu'ikos chach posel. Pochus mi'abur. So good. According to you, Rabbah, you're telling me now in the middle, you need four tfachim to pasel of metal. Let's say you have only a little bit less than four tfachim of metal. You have metal beams going all along the sukkah, only 3.5 tfachim. So 3.5 tfachim is still kosher. The sukkah is still kosher. Right? Ma'ilu ikos chach posel, pochus mi'abur. Right, and right next to it, the avir pochus mishloisha. And right next to his metal beams, you have mamash an open space there along the whole schach, but less than 3 tfachim. What's the loch of my ksheira? The loch is right now is kosher. Because look at the space, open space is less than 3 tfachim. Less than 3 tfachim, I say lovud, it's kosher. Look at the metal beams going along the sukkah right next to it. The metal beams by itself is less than 4 tefachim wide. It also doesn't pass to the sukkah. And you can't add the two together, like the Gemara says later. Since either one, each one has different shiurim, you can't add the two together. That's the cloud. Something that has the exact same shiur, I can add one and one together. But here, space has a shiur of 3 tefachim. And metal, poslan schach, has a shiur of 4 tefachim. So I can't add the two together. Therefore, if I have a space going all along the sukkah, a little bit less than 3 tefachim, it's kosher. Even though right next to it I have a bunch of metal beams going straight across, I'll be the less than 4 tefachim, the sukkah is still kosher. You have a kosher sukkah that way. So machlokes rishonim, if you're allowed to eat under that tzchach or not. Some rishonim learn that even the kol zman is less than 4 tefachim, you're mamash allowed to eat underneath that tzchach. Some rishonim learn no, it has to be less than 3 tefachim. But between 3 and 4 tefachim, it doesn't pass through the sukkah, but you shouldn't eat or sleep underneath that tzchach. But if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, even though it's past the tzchach, then for sure it's like bolted to the sukkah, you're allowed to sleep or eat underneath it. But I call upon him here, we have space less than 3, and metal beams less than 4 ksheira. Now, Rabbi asked the kasha, what's going to be? Malaya bishrudim. Let's say now this open space right next to it, you take another 2 metal beams, and you make now that altogether you have more than 4 tefachim of metal beams. Metal beams. What's the loch of my? Psula. Comes out now the tzchach is puzzle. Because now you have 4 tefachim wide of metal beams going across. So you have 4 tefachim of puzzle sukkah. Puzzle tzchach. Therefore tzchach becomes kosher. That's the loch according. That's the loch of lemaisa. So Rabbi is asking now, for lo yei aver ha poiso b'shloisha ki tzchach puzzle poiso b'yabo. Now it's according to you that you say tzchach puzzle. It needs 4 tefachim, and Avir only needs 3 tefachim, so what's more chomer? What's the more strict psul? Avir. Avir only needs 3 tefachim to pass on. Mashenken using metal beams is not so chomer, they need 4 tefachim. So Rabbi asked the kash like on you. If you tell me now, when you have this 3.5 tefachim of metal beams, and there's 2.5 tefachim of Avir, even though you have Avir there, the Avir is not mistarif to make the metal beams possible. But now when you make another 2 beams of metal beams, now it becomes possible, that's not a svara. Like if Avir is space is more chomer than metal beams, how could it be that the Avir doesn't make the metal beams possible? In this case, we have 3.5 tefachim of metal beams going along the sukkah. And now you have your 2.5 tefachim of space. That space, since space is a more chomer dikalocha than metal beams, if you put another 2 metal beams along here to make it 4 tefachim, it becomes possible. But the way it is now, with the 2.5 tefachim of Avir, doesn't pass it, that's not a svar according to you. That's what Rabbi expects. Then how should that be? If you're telling me now space is more chomer than beams, so the space should for sure pass it. All right, the Gemara answers back, Poshid. The Yomrali, they answered back to me, Ihochi, if you want to say such a svara, lididoch nami. So they asked back to Rabbah, according to you also, you can ask the exact same question. What do you want to say, Rabbah? Rabbah wants to say that in the middle of the sukkah, you also need Dal Damas to passel. Less than Dal Damas of metal beams is kosher. So he asked the same question. The Yomer, you want to say, Tzchach, Posel, Paisel, Yabo, Amis, that you need in the middle of the sukkah, a length of the width of 4 Amis. So he asked the same question. Ma'iluika, Tzchach, Posel, Paisel, Dal Damas. Let's say you have these metal beams going across, less than 4 Amis. So it's kosher. The Yavir Pachas Mishloisha. And you also have space there right next to it, but the space is, the air is less than 3 tefachim. Mike Shera, right now the sukkah is kosher. You don't have enough space to passel. You don't have enough metal beams to passel. Now, Malayo Bishvudim, let's say you put another few metal beams there. You cover up this air a little bit, but now you have four amas of metal beams. My psula comes out to be posel. So he has the same question upon you, Rabbi. Lo yayavir apoysel b'shloisho kischach posel apoysel b'yav amas. How come this space, the ear, that's much, much more chomer, it's much, more stricter. It's even possible just with three tvachim. So how could it be that right now it's kosher, but when I put another two beams there, that the beams need four amas to be possible, makes it possible, it's the same kasher upon you. So you see, that's not a svarah. A svarah is not a kasher altogether, because they're different shiurim. Air has to be a pasul, makes it look like two sukkahs. You need three tvachim. Less than that looks like one sukkah. Metal beams, the same thing. Metal beams only divide the sukkah when you have four tvachim. Less than four doesn't divide it up. So Mel is like, it's not a kasha. But if you want to hold it as a kasha, according to Rabbi, it's also a kasha. So your Rabbi answers back, no. The Aminu Rabbi still answers back. He still holds strong, Rabbi. The Aminu Lo, no, I can answer back to you. Hi, my. Like, what are you talking about? I understand, according to me, very good, Yamin Arbamis. I say the shear of Schach Possel Metal Beams is only possible you have four Amis there. You know why? Mishum Shiurei. Because four Amis, that's a Lachal Mashmitin already. That's a shear. That's like a Din Torah. Rashi says, the Arbamis have a shear, Lissel. So the Pachos Mikan ain't a shear, Lissel. It's not a Svara. It's a shear, a certain measurement you need. It's not a term deifin akuma. Halakach shiur alifsol. Halachal mashim esinai. Kishash kol ashiurim. According to Rabba, that it's only possible in the middle of the sukkah with four amis. It's halachal mashim esinai. That's the measurement you need. So it's different in the shiur. So in the shiur, Rabba understands, mishum shiur of lav shiurihu. And therefore, hi, lav shiurihu. Therefore, if you have your space less than three tefachim, it's not a shiur apostle. If you have your less than dal dam, it's not a shiur apostle. Therefore, there's no shear apostles. And I add the two together. Let's say you have a little bit less than the aldamas of the metal beams. And you have 2.5 tvachim of the space. So why don't you add the two together? That there it says, kivon de leishavu shirayu. Since each one has a different halacha, a different measurement, is leishavu shirayu ladodi, the two measurements are not equal together. Lermit starfri, that's the clown. You can't put two different measurements together. So if you have now less than dal damas across the sukkah is kosher. The metal beams don't pass. You don't have the shear of metal beams. You have space, but the space is also less than three tefachim. So you don't have enough shear of space. Put the two shear together, no. Since the shear of schach pasul dal damas and the shear of space is three tefachim, you can't put one and one together. So Rabbi understands himself very good. But Rabbi asks back to the Rabbonin, according to you, Rabbonin, the Amri so shear. Mishum aflogo, like you Rabbanan say in the middle of the sukkah, how much metal beams you need to pass home? Not a sheer choshev of dal ramis. You don't need a sheer dal ramis. You only need four tefachim. Now, what's the svar of four tefachim? Like four tefachim is not a lochel nashim sinai. Stam a svar in aflogo. Like we're saying until now, if you have dal tefachim going straight along the sukkah with metal beams, it like divides the sukkah here. It's like a mokum by itself. So it's like a chatzitza there. We look as if this side is one sukkah, and the other side is another sukkah by itself. So it's called Mishum Afloga. Just to say it looks like two different sukkahs. See, if that's the svarim, then when you have posel schach going straight along the middle, at a certain shear of four tefachim, it makes a division, it looks like two different sukkahs. So then Rabbi asks back, what kind of svarim is that? Mali yispalik v'schach posel, mali yispalik v'schach posel v'yavir. What's the difference to divide the sukkahs in two? Like, how could you tell me if you have three tefachim of metal beams going along, and then you have two tefachim of avir going along, the sukkah is still kosher? Why should it be kosher? Lamais in the middle of the sukkah now, you have five tefachim of posel schach there. You have three of metal beams and two of avir. So can we say now that the sukkah on this side and the sukkah on this side is attached to be like one? No. If the svar is just done, you have a flogum, you have something dividing the two, so then you have a good division here. You have five tefachim in between. Three tefachim of metal beams and two tefachim of avirim. So true, each one by itself is not enough to pass them. Because you need at least four tefachim of posel schach. You don't have it. You need at least three tefachim of space. You don't have it. But now you have both together. You have five tefachim of posel schach. That's Rabbi's kasha. There's zichra haflog here. We zichra see a division now in the schach. We look at the right side of the schach as a sukkah by itself. It only has two walls. The left side of the sukkah only has two walls. And in the middle is divided in half. So that was Rabbi's kasha. How could you say it's a shear and afloga? Dal tefachim. So why don't I hear the two together? Alright, but the kasha, the terraces, though, the avodah, not like that. Like we said, even the shear of dalat tfachim is called the makam chashiv. So you vedavka need a makam chashiv of dalat tfachim, of schach posel to posel. You need 4 tfachim of metal. Or else you need a space, an open space of 3 tfachim. That's a davar chashiv. 3 tfachim, you don't say lovud. And open air, that's a bigger haflogah, that's a bigger space. We don't look, the two are not attached together. But each one has different shurim, and we all, you can't put one and one together. So that's the cloud. Anytime you have different shurim, you can't put the two together. What the Gemara says now. Omar Layabaya, Ulamar Nami, according to you also, need the Layshavi Shiraya Basukh Gadir Lavakasher. Even though in a big sukkah, these shurim are not equal, in a big sukkah it's true, the metal beams pasta with 4 tfachim, the air passes with 3 tfachim. Of the sukkah Gitana Mila Shavi Shirayu, but if you have a small sukkah that's exactly 7 tfachim long, they both have the exact same shear. If you have 3 tfachim of pasla schach in the middle, that's a pasla sukkah. Because if the whole sukkah is only 7 tfachim wide, right? And you have now in the middle schach pasl for more than 3 tfachim. So you can't say lovid. Once you can't say lovid, lemaisa, how much schach kosher do you have? Less than 4 tfachim. It's a pasla sukkah. You have to have at least 7 tfachim of kosher schach. So when you have a big sukkah, if you have in the middle the metal beams only 3 tfachim, we say 3 tfachim is not a good makam aflogam. It doesn't divide the sukkah in two. We still look as if you have one sukkah here. And since lemaisa you have more than 7 tfachim kosher sukkah, schach, it's a kosher sukkah. But when the sukkah is exactly 7 tfachim wide, that's the sukkah, you have to have a top kosher 7 tfachim of kosher schach. If the schach posel on top is less than gimel tfachim, then we say lovud. So it's mamish command lesi dummy. It's as if we don't have that posel schach there, it's bottled to the sukkah, and it's all called kosher schach. But once the posel schach on top is metal beams, are 3 tfachim wide, it's a double kosher ready, it's not bottled to the schach. So the meister, the sukkah is posel. So by a small sukkah, both the schach posel and the avir both have the same size to posel. That's going to be the kasha now. Since by a small sukkah they have the same size, there should be mistaf according to everybody. It's a kasha now. That space and schach posel should be mistaf together to posel. That's the bias kasha. Says, no, even by a small sukkah, it's not the pshat they both have the same shir ladodi. Who? Ela mishum de lay sell a shir the sukkah. It's not a swirl like it's a posle schach. The swirl is you don't have a shir sukkah. That's what it is. For the smallest size, you have to have 7 tfachim. If you have less than 7 tfachim of schach, it's not the pshat because it's posle there. It like divides the sukkah in half. There's no division at all. The pshat is that you don't have a kosher sukkah dome. You have to have at least 7 tfachim. As if the middle shir would have to divide the 2 in half, then you'd be right. There's one case that to divide the sukkah and earth, they both have the same size. Space and metal beams both have 3 tfachim. But the teretz is, by a small sukkah, it's not the pshat, you're dividing the sukkah and earth. The pshat is you don't have a kosher sukkah there. So it never considered they both have the same shirim. So that's why the halacha is that since by metal beams, schach posel, it's a shear of 4 tfachim, and space is a shear of 3 tfachim, you can't put 2 and 2 together. If you have 3 tfachim of posel beams, and 2 tfachim of space is still a kosher sukkah when it's a big sukkah. Because since each one has 2 different shurim, you can't put 2 shurim together. And that's the Gemara now. For the Gemara, is that true? Whenever things have 2 different shurim, is it true that you can't put one and one together? For your tznan, we learn like this. What's the smallest size of a beged could be to Makabal Tumma? Shloisha Shloisha. It has to at least be 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. That's the smallest shear to be Makabal Tumma's Mishka by a Zav or by a Nida. Ha Sak. What about a sack? That's Arbor al Arbor. That's at least be 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Or if you have skin, Chamisha Chamisha. That's at least be 5 tfachim by 5 tfachim. Mafit, you have a mat. That's Shishal Shish. That's at least be 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. So each one of these materials have different shurim, so the size it has to be to Makabal Tumma. Now, Vatani Allah, we learned on this Mishnah that Habeged V'yasak. They have mitzvah together. If you have a sack is the size of 4 tfachim, and a beged is the size of 3 tfachim. So if you have a sack of 3 tfachim, and the one tefach of the beged together, it's mitzvah together to Makabal Tumma. And a sack for your. If you have the size of 5 tfachim, you have 4 tfachim of or, and one tefach of sack, it's mitzvah. Or via mafet mstarfen. has the smaller one and the star for the bigger shear. Zem ze. So you see, even though they have different shirim, each one of them, you could put one and one together. So you see, different shirim couldn't come together to mekabel tumah. So say the same thing by sukkah also. If schach, poslo schach has a shear of dalet tfachim, avir space has shear of gimel tfachim, let's put two and two together. When you have three tfachim of poslo schach and two tfachim of avir next to it, going along the whole sukkah, let's say the sukkah is poslo, and we know we just got finished saying, no, the sukkah is still kosher. Because you can't put the two shirim together. Since the posel and the metal beams have a shear of four tefachim, and the space has a shear of three tefachim, each one is less than a shear, it's kosher sukkah. I hear we say you could put two together. Weiter. And tomorrow, no. Hosam to a tiny timer. There it's different. The Omer Reb Shimon, Matam, why taka you put two and two together there? Hoyo v'royo latame moshev. They all have one shear together to Tumas Moshev. Because it's now we learned like this. Hamiktsayim mikulan, if tefach a tefach, if for each one of these materials you cut out only the size of a tefach and a tefach, you should know tummy. It has tumma. Why? For the Gemara, a tefach is not a shear. Tefach a tefach l'may chazi. What is the royu for? The Amr Rav Shimon Melokish, the Shimon Rav Yanai, hoyu v'royu litlo agav yachamor. Your ladder, you could put it if you have your saddle and you have a patch, a hole in the saddle. You could use it to patch up the saddle. And when a zav or a nida sits on top of the saddle, now it's called the mishkav. It's matama. So you see, even the size of a tefach has a shear to have tumas mishkav on it. So since there's a case that all of them have the exact same size of one tefach, therefore each one separately could also be mitzarf together. Mashen came by sukkah. The shear of space is always three tefachim. There's never a case that space needs four tefachim. And the opposite way, the shear of schach postel, you have metal beams going across your sukkah, you bedavka need four tefachim to pass the sukkah. There's never a case that less than four tefachim passes. So since there's never a case the two shirim are equal, you can't add the two together. Therefore, again, laloch is like that of Yav Yisukkah, that along the whole length of the sukkah, in the middle, you have three tefachim of poslo schach, and right next to it, you have two tefachim of avir, the lochim of the sukkah is still kosher. You're not going to start the two together, because they have two different shirim. Right.